story. I'm just looking at this Chinese Netza, or whatever, however you pronounce it. Part one today, and it's, you know, there, as we find in Chinese tales from the past, describing everything from ordinary earth to all different kinds of heavenly realms or realms of beyond worlds, other worlds. And this film is giving me ideas, of course, for the way I also want to, in this story, show or depict the other world. And I'm thinking, when I'm looking at this one, whether they created the heaven and so on in that way, just as a matter of style that they picked up from Pixar or whatever, or the way Chinese people, maybe even learned people, would describe that the heavenly above, the high worlds, actually are. And I came up with this idea. You could interview systematically people who have had near-death experiences and ask them if they saw another world and if they can describe it. And from that, maybe one can construct a heaven in a movie. That could be interesting. But then the one thing that struck me now is that there are all these beings doing all these wild things that are impossible. There's someone now here crawling on the ground of Earth as water, just a pool of water, which is kind of then floating around and like some kind of living being, which it actually is, and all these things, many of those such things happening here, which are really nice. But then I thought, well, when you are actually in heaven, where you're much freer, and that's how I've been thinking before. I mean, you're above this limited world, then you're also free to imagine whatever you want and become like that, or that will happen. And so it's a freer world, where which is then wilder and much more eventful. It could be, I'm basically now describing the one I see in this film. Maybe a little less Pixar-ish, but that's okay. It could be a bit Pixar-ish in heaven. I mean, with characters being much more colorful in their forms and colors and so on. And that's how I like to think, you know, how does heaven look like, really? And even the worlds above. If we study the accounts and the reports, you could say, from bygone ages, from the old Vedic culture, old Chinese, and all these scriptures and stories from all over the world, what picture do we get of heaven, actually? So that would be an interesting here, and the answer, in case me or someone else who listens to this can't relate to the idea, then just look at this film, which I guess many will have looked at in the future, because it's really, wow.